Yesterday brought another low point between the United States and Russia, as Vladimir Putin elaborated on his demand that the U.S. reduce its staff in Russia by hundreds of personnel. It's the latest diplomatic flashpoint in a tense relationship that President Trump and Putin had sought to improve. Special correspondent Nick Schifrin reports.
This weekend on the Neva River in St. Petersburg, Russia celebrated its global naval ambitions. President Vladimir Putin hailed thousands of Russian sailors lined up on ships and submarines. He said his hopes for a revamped, re-energized Navy had been realized, and he admitted his hopes for a better relationship with the United States had been dashed.
We have waited quite a long time and thought something might change for the better. We had hoped that the situation will somehow change, but apparently if it changes, it won't be soon.
On Friday, the Russian government ordered the closure of this U.S. Embassy Moscow storage facility. Today, American workers packed it up. The Russian government also ordered the closure of this country home used by U.S. diplomats, and an unprecedented, even stunning reduction in U.S. staff from more than 1,300 to 455. On state TV, Putin said he hoped he wouldn't have to deliver further punishment.
We certainly have something to respond with and restrict those areas of joint cooperation that will be painful for the American side, but I don't think we need to do it.
Dmitry Trenin runs the Carnegie Center in Moscow.
He cares about the relationship. He is not going to burn his bridge, although it may be a very rickety bridge that he has established with President Trump.
Just 300 miles away from St. Petersburg, Vice President Pence visited NATO and EU member Estonia. He praised Estonia's commitment to NATO and called the Russian government's cap on staff drastic. And like Putin, he said he hoped things didn't get worse.
A better relationship and the lifting of sanctions will require Russia to reverse the actions that caused the sanctions to be imposed in the first place.
Those actions include destabilizing Ukraine and hacking during the 2016 election. Most U.S. officials tell me they want to see a robust response to Putin's moves and acknowledge these days are echoing the Cold War diplomatic tit-for-tats of the 1980s.
He wants to have a Cold War-type relationship. Let's remind him how this ended up.
Ambassador Dan Fried led the Obama administration's effort last year to sanction Russia.
The yeas are 98, the nays are 2.
Fried urges the administration to exploit the nearly unanimously passed congressional sanctions bill.
If the Russians are messing with us and trying a playbook from the Cold War, then in general and without prejudice, let's implement those new sanctions with vigor. Let's lean forward and let's mean it.
But that is exactly the kind of response that Russians fear will exacerbate a conflict that's increasingly dangerous and increasingly poisoned by the U.S.-Russia investigation.
Distinguish or differentiate between the Russia story in the United States and the Russia policy of the United States to make sure that the United States and Russia, who are adversaries at this point, do not become true enemies.
And that is something that neither side wanted, but looks increasingly inevitable. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.